Welcome back to Confidence and Coffee. I hope you're having a great Tuesday as much as I'm having a great Tuesday. I'm so honored that you came to listen in today. Remember, this takes a lot of work making this podcast and putting these episodes out to you. So what really helps is when you share them on social media, share them among your friend, peer groups, small groups, in your churches, leave ratings and reviews. If you're on Apple, super easy. If you're on Spotify, if you're on YouTube, subscribe to all those channels and show me what is Confidence and Coffee doing for you, with you. Is it making you laugh, cry, just have a great time? Please, I want to know. Oh my goodness, it is so important. I'm not getting a lot of reviews these days. Not really sure what's going on, but we're going to need to fix that problem. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, today, you guys, let's go ahead and get in today's episode. We are going to be talking about words of comfort. What to say to those who are hurting. So in today's episode, we're going to be exploring the power of empathy, compassion, and supportive words in comforting those who are going through difficult times. I'm your host, Ashley, and together we're going to learn how to offer genuine support to those in need. So when someone we care about is hurting, our instinct maybe to offer solutions, right? To be an encourager, especially as a Christian believer, or try to fix the problems. However, what they often need most is simply someone to listen to, a space to cry when they doubt, when they're struggling, understand and emphasize with their pain. Not comparing your pain to theirs, but just being understanding of what they're going through. Empathy is the ability to put ourselves in someone else's shoes and truly understand what they're going through. It's about validating their feelings, acknowledging their pain, and offering a listening ear without judgment. Basically, instead of saying, "I know how you feel," which can sometimes come across as dismissive, try saying, "I can't imagine what you're going through, but I'm here for you." This simple phrase communicates empathy and support without minimizing their experience. In times of crisis or loss, it can actually be really challenging to find the right words to say to someone who's hurting. However, offering words of comfort or no words at all and just being there, it can make a world of difference in how they heal, how they process, because you've given them the space to do it. So instead of resorting to cliches or platitudes, everything happens for a reason, or it's all part of God's plan, try offering words of genuine empathy and compassion like we just talked about. Simple phrases, "I'm so sorry. I hate that you're going through this. I'm here for you no matter what. I see you." Those kind of things can provide so much power and reassurance for them through their pain. Remember, it's okay to acknowledge the pain and uncertainty that they're feeling without trying to minimize and fix it. Sometimes the most meaningful thing we can do for someone is just to sit with them, stay on the phone with them, sit in the car with them, be with them in their pain, and offer our presence and support. Some of the most powerful friends, some of the closest friends I had, were the people that were with me during the ugly pain and hurt and my weaknesses. And they became some of my best friends because they were just there for me without judgment and without words, but just there to support me and give me safety. And this is all in our efforts to support everyone, right? No one has any bad agenda. We all want to comfort those who are hurting. But it's essential to recognize that sometimes people need space to fall apart and process their emotions and be allowed to do so instead of trying to rush and fix things or offer solutions. We can create a safe space for them to express their feelings and be vulnerable. This may be sitting quietly with them as they cry, holding their hand, or simply being a silent presence in their time of need. It's about letting them know that it's okay not to be okay, and that we're here to support them, no matter what. It's by allowing people to fall apart in our presence. We validate their feelings and emotions, their pain and their hurt, unconditionally with love and acceptance. It's a powerful way to show that we care and that we're to walking alongside them on their journey of healing. Thank you for joining me in today's episode. What are 5 words that you think could powerfully benefit someone who's hurting? Maybe you're the one that's hurting. What are those things that really bothered you that people did when they tried to lift you up instead of allowing you to fall apart? I want to hear your stories, because going through my own grieving process, I've lost 3 family members and 2 in a matter of an hour. One in a terrible way, my baby sister, my grandmother, and my grandfather. And when people kindly and innocently tried to give me to Jesus, lean on Jesus, it's like I didn't care to hear that. I was already leaning on Jesus. He was already with me. But I was in pain, and I wanted to be in pain. I didn't want to push my feelings down. And even if I did, I couldn't anymore. And if that's you today, I encourage you to stop trying to do that. Okay? If you enjoyed today's episode, if it validated you, I hope that you're inspired to offer empathy or to receive it, compassion, and supportive words for those in need, and to create the safe space for them or for you to fall apart and be vulnerable. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to Confidence and Coffee wherever you are listening. We can have more discussions about faith and compassion, church hurt, Christian living, Christian values, how to live practically, overcoming these things that keep lingering around us and holding us back, stealing our peace and our joy away. Until next time, remember to speak words of comfort and kindness, or don't speak at all for those around you that are hurting. You never know who may need it. If you want more resources on empathy or what to say to someone when they're hurting, then you can go to my website at ashleyhenriot.com, where we have a membership. It's called the Inner Circle, and it is a community cultivated that actually works to help you. And you have access to experienced, skillful coaches who help with spiritual trauma, church trauma, whether you're grieving, maybe childhood trauma. And we dive into these issues to help you cultivate, fill in the gap, learn how to communicate, learn how to navigate those very unhealthy family dynamics, learn to have self-respect, mutual respect for you and your spouse. There's such a list of numbers of things that we do there. And so if you want to go to the website, figure out how to join, get more information, I'm happy to have you there. See you next Tuesday in Confidence and Coffee.